Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
Hey everybody, this is Frank Whaley on the side of the house.
Today's Friday, January 14th, in the year 2022.
I don't know why I said on the side of the house.
I don't know, I thought you were going to say on this side of the closet. But I guess you're not on the side of the, you know who's on the side of our damn house? A woodpecker. Those things drive me up the wall. I nearly got my wrist rocket out today and tried to nail that sucker.
I got a wrist rocket in my pocket and it's ready to roar.
If anyone has any tips on getting rid of a freaking woodpecker, let me know. I bought something on Amazon that's supposed to scare them away. It didn't work.
Sounds like white people problems to me.
Woodpeckers? Because I have a house?
John, what's his name?
Noise.
What's his name? Nonetheless, these are champagne problems. Most people have to pay the bills, honey. Okay, you're worried about a woodpecker. God, I got a woodpecker for you.
Okay.
So, you know, we were talking last time about Bob Saget.
Yeah.
And everybody just loved this guy, man. I mean,
yeah.
I was listening to this thing. Hold on. This is Jeff Ross and John Mayer, the singer.
They're friends?
They were, I mean, this guy was friends with everybody. Everybody loved him. And
I think it's a good opportunity to say a few things.
This is John Mayer.
Without crying, because I don't want to. If we crash, this is really good.
Come on. I've just never known a human being on this earth who could give that much love individually.
What about on Mars, John Mayer? You ever know a person on Mars?
In a way that made each person feel like he was a main character in their life.
Yeah.
And they were a main character in his life.
Yeah.
And I've never felt more, you know, like at a four-way stop. Sorry for the metaphors. My metaphors are terrible the last 4 days. Not that they were ever great, but you know the way no one goes at a four-way stop if everyone goes, you go?
Yeah. And everybody's like...
Everyone is so aware how universal Bob's love for people was that nobody wants to step on anyone else's toes. And the fear for me is that everyone, out of respect, demurs and defers.
I'm going to step on John Mayer's.
Yeah, because, like, I'm why am I listening to this? They love that guy. You didn't need to play that for me. Just somebody, they went to pick up his car at LAX. Was he out of town when he died?
Yes, he was out of town. He was in Orlando, Florida. And I was playing that sound there, Heather, because there's a couple of things. First of all, John Mayer, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Four-way. Did you get that four-way stop?
Well, when you're at a four-way intersection, and sometimes people don't know who's supposed to go first. So everybody waits and then everybody can sort of start to go at the same time. Sometimes.
That part of the metaphor I understood.
I don't get how it relates to Bob Saget.
Exactly. John Mayer's it's not, with all due respect, now I know why I hate his fucking music so much, because he sounds like an idiot. However, with all that said and done,
you're so much like Bob Saget.
It's funny you should say that, because this is what, when I watch this and all these other tributes, like, people are just like devastated about Bob Saget. All I knew was he was on Full House and America's Funniest Videos. But I think, I have several thoughts on this. First of all, I think Bob Saget died at a young age because of, he spent too much time being nice. He spent too much time being nice to everybody. It took years off of his life. Let that be a lesson. You know, they say nice guys finish last. Nice guys die young.
You know what? I don't think that's the case.
Well, let me just say what else this made me think of. We can cover all the bases. And you touched upon this. Nobody is going to mistake me for a four-way stop, whatever that means. Nobody is going to be making metaphors. When I'm dead, when I'm gone, nobody's going to be making tearful eulogies. Nobody's going to be going to pick up my car at the airport.
Wait.
First of all, I take a car service to the airport. I don't know what the hell. First of all, Bob Saget's too nice to take car service to the airport. He drives his own car to the airport?
Frank.
Who does that?
Oh, my God. Listen. You are crapping on Bob Saget.
No.
Because you're jealous that no one would pick your car up from the airport and no one's going to say nice things about you after you die. So you say, well, that's it. That's why he died, because he was so nice to all these people. You're trying to somehow justify it.
Where did it get him?
Well, I think you're trying to justify the fact that you won't have someone to pick your car up from the airport.
If Jeff Ross loved him so much, why didn't he give him a ride to the airport? Hey, it's Bob. Hey, Bob, we love you. We know you love us. Oh, that's good to hear. Will you drive me to the airport? Sorry, I can't.
Maybe he had a really early morning flight, or he was taking the red eye or something like that.
No, I don't think so. I think that Bob Saget was really, 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 really super nice to everybody. Told everybody he loved them, called everybody, emailed them, let's go have steaks. And that's what sent him to an early grave.
Oh, my God. I think you're so wrong. I don't know why. I don't know how he died. Have they said how he died?
Evidently, his heart gave out.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, like, I think we talked about this before. If you're in if you die, I mean, you know, multiple choice. A person dies in a hotel in Florida. A, was it drugs? B, was it drugs? C, was it, natural causes? I think it's A and B. I think it's A and B.
He was in Florida.
He was in Florida.
Place to die.
Doing stand-up comedy.
Ugh.
Don't get me started on stand-up comedy. Jesus. You gotta be out of your mind to do that.
But you've done that.
I wouldn't say that I've done that, Heather.
Well, you went to like an open mic night a couple of times when you were rehearsing for was it for Veins and Thumbtacks, play that became the Jimmy Show, the movie that...
I did a play about a stand-up comedian, which I had made into a film later on. And while preparing for that, I guess you could say I kind of got into it and started pursuing it for a while, but it's not for me. It's certainly not for me. It's a dead end as far as I'm concerned.
I would be too scared to do that, I think. I don't think I would. I would want to do some sort of like performance art type...
That I would love to see.
Where, like, you tell people, like, normal things about your life, like Jerry Seinfeld, and you do it as if it's a joke and there's a punchline, but there's nothing funny. Like, today, Frank and I, you know when you go to Whole Foods? You know this place, Whole Foods? And you go there and you can use, like, your Amazon code if you have Amazon Prime to get a discount. Today, Frank and I went to Whole Foods, and I used my Amazon Prime discount, and I got a discount on olive oil.
Right. Well, that's not funny at all.
It's not funny at all. That would be the whole point of it. It's like stand-up comedy that's not funny.
Well, and that was
maybe,
what... But...
Maybe after enough time goes by, it's like each thing that you're saying is so boring that it becomes hilarious.
Sort of like this podcast. My one big crush I used to have, still do a little bit, is Lisa Bonet.
Oh, yeah, everybody's got a crush on Lisa Bonet.
I had a thing for her, a big, big thing. And I guess she was married to this dude, Jason Momoa. Seemed like they're kind of far apart in age, but anyway.
Seems like they're far apart in size. She's tiny and he's massive.
Yeah, but why is that got to be a problem?
I don't know. It's not a problem.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Now you're body shaming, folks.
No. Okay, sorry, didn't mean it. Go on.
Anyway, after they were partners for 16 years. Maybe Mason, maybe Momoa.
Wow.
Anyway, Jason Momoa. He looks like, I don't know, he's one of these guys that, I don't know. It's not, I don't know. He's so big and imposing looking. I don't know. I guess he's handsome. He's kind of like The Rock. I'm not going to watch a movie with all due respect to everybody. I'm not going to watch a movie with the. I mean, it's just like it's like watching something animated. I don't believe that it's a real human being.
Okay, we've watched a movie with The Rock. that one about the big tsunami that hit San Francisco.
Yeah, we were watching it with our kids in a hotel room, and yeah. I lost me. Those cut types of movies, Marvel movies, because of my boomer status.
Don't start.
I can't watch, but don't start talking
shit about Marvel.
I'm a member of the Marvel family.
No, you. But that what you're saying, you don't talk shit about family.
Yeah, I'm not talking shit. I'm saying that I personally can't keep my eyes open.
Oh my God.
Now, some people would say that about me, about movies that, like, people are going to say, oh, you love Peter Bogdanovich? I can't keep my eyes open. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. But
this is a conversation that we have nearly nightly in our home when Frank wants to watch something substantive and Buster and I just want to watch the freaking Train to Busan.
Anyway. So this guy, Momoa and Lisa Bonet, they are getting divorced. What I don't get is, like, they put out a whole, like, if I was that famous, I guess he's a pretty famous guy.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how famous I am, I'm not putting out an announcement saying, you know, like, say I was super, like, I had Jason Momoa. I was, like, A-list, Momoa A-list, you know, mm-hmm. and you and I, now, if, when we get divorced.
You're not going to put out a statement?
What am I going to say? Heather and I would like to just to say that we're soulmates. And, I don't owe anybody.
No conscious uncoupling.
I don't owe anybody anything. You know, I'm not going to, nobody deserves to know, you know, all I would say is, she cheated on me. She's a straight hoe. I always knew it in my heart. Night, night, bye. Something like that. Because I know that's going to be the reason, you know, because you've said it yourself. You're insatiable sexually. You have an insatiable appetite sexually. And you've said oftentimes, Frank, you are not enough to satisfy me. Not even close.
I happen to think that if you and I got divorced, you would be mad if I didn't put out a statement to get you some freaking publicity. You would probably hack into my accounts but no, you wouldn't know how to do that.
You would
be asking me, hey, will you type something for me? I got to put out a statement.
I would say, hey, everybody, please respect my privacy. But my whole ex didn't. She exploited my privacy by getting her privates in somebody else's privates.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Anyway,
I would listen when you come to me and ask me if I will type that into your Twitter for you. I'm gonna say no.
Well, evidently they're blaming Amber Heard. Or people
again
are blaming
again with Amber Heard?
Yes.
She's such a troublemaker.
I guess Amber Heard did some...
Did she poop on the bed?
I guess Amber Heard and this Mr. Momoa did some movie together. And but I guess this Amber Heard put out a tweet. No. She didn't put out a tweet, but people are tweeting about her, saying that she must have had something to do with it because I guess they did some movie together and they had some special chemistry. But everybody's jumping on Amber Heard.
I mean, Amber Heard dated Elon Musk. She dated Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
She dated Jason Momoa.
Yes.
Why were you talking about The Rock?
Because this guy Momoa kind of reminds me of The Rock. Yeah. He's this big, huge dude. Looks like he belongs in a wrestling tournament.
So I'm wondering, does Amber Heard, like, I would love to hear from, like, a regular guy that dated Amber Heard. Do you think she ever dated a regular guy?
Doesn't sound like it. I don't know. But I tell you one thing. You got something there. Like, when you and I divorce, I'm gonna put out shit that somebody famous is responsible. I'll plant that myself.
Can I choose who it is?
Go ahead.
Oh, I hadn't thought about it.
Anne Margaret.
Hey Frank, do you want a letter?
Okay.
This is a letter to me. It says, Dear Heather, really love the podcast.
Wait a minute. It's a letter to you from...
Yeah, but it's kind of about you.
Oh, but it came through the...
Yes.
It came through the, our
It what? Was on our Gmail, which is whaleyfamilyhour@gmail.com. You can email us there.
Yeah.
Well, we also have whaleyfamilyhour.com you can visit.
Too confusing.
I think there's a link to the merch store, and you can also send us a message there. So this says, "Dear Heather, really love the podcast, and in particular, point of view." I think she meant your point of view.
What? And in particular,
she says,
what?
"Really love the podcast, and in particular, point of view." You also have a great...
Typo much?
Maybe. "You also have a great voice for animation." Well, why not for other things? Why just animation? I sound like a cartoon.
You're a cartoon. Yeah, you are.
If I was going to do a cartoon of me, I would talk like this. So I would read this. "I was wondering what made you interested in Frank. Kind of a big question, but it's been gnawing at me since I started listening to you."
Oh, don't please.
Like,
I can't.
Annoying, right? That's how I think of myself, as an annoying.
Yeah, but animated. That's not animated voice. Animated voice is like
kind of a big question, but it's been gnawing at me since I started listening to you.
All right, just read it, please, would you?
And then I realized.
But start again because you.
Okay, dear Heather. "Really love the podcast, and in particular point of view, you also have a great voice for animation. Was wondering what made you interested in Frank. Kind of a big question.
What?
But it's been gnawing at me since I started listening to you. And then I realized he was Jim Dodge. Gotta say, I don't see it. Thanks for the podcast." And that's from Trisha, who's in New York. Tisha.
What the hell? Why would you choose that to read? That's awful. Okay. I don't understand any of it. Like, first of all.
Well, so she's saying.
She like, loves you. She loves you.
Yeah, she loves me.
Your particular point of view.
My voice is like a cartoon.
Well, she says you have a voice that's good for animation.
So, and then she said, "What made you interested in Frank?" And then she said, "Then I realized he was Jim Dodge." To me, that says she loves Jim Dodge, which is the character you played in Career Opportunities. That's not it, because I didn't see that movie, because when that came out,
She's implying that that's the reason.
I mean, I've seen it now, but...
She's implying that that's the reason you...
She said, "Gotta say, I don't see it." So maybe she doesn't like Jim... Do you like Jim Dodge or not? Did you like that movie or not?
Me? No.
No, I'm talking about Tisha. I don't know if she liked it or not. I can't tell.
I would have liked that movie if it had Jason Momoa in it. I would have liked that.
You would never have seen it. Okay, so...
That's what I'm talking about.
She's wondering what made me interested in you.
Yes. I'm wondering the same thing. I've been wondering that same thing for 20 years, Tish. Trish,
well,
whatever.
It was that you're the funniest person I've ever met.
Oh, come on.
That's true.
But looks aren't everything, right?
No, it's true. You're super cute and you're very charming.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to... take a break for a second and cough.
Yeah, you threw up.
I think I have freaking COVID.
No, you threw up talking about how cute I am.
Jesus. Okay, so then you were very charming and...
I was. But you said you were very charming.
Right. Well, now... Now it's different.
Here we go.
Because as people will know, you're still very charming. You're
I
super
find you,
charming.
I find you
you're not
incredibly
always charming,
charming.
You're not always charming to me because... I'm just around all the time.
Oh, always. You're always there. Every time I turn around, every time I turn a corner, there you are.
Boom. There's Pop Heather. Out, scare you.
There's Heather again. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, so that's it. He was, when the first time I ever talked to you, we talked about the O.J. Simpson trial. And we both had the same thoughts about the O.J. Simpson trial.
You thought he was innocent. I was like, what?
No.
Look, Heather, see, if this... person asked me that same... First of all, I don't understand why
Well, what made you interested in me? You thought I was that girl from the gym.
Well, no.
You got us confused.
Well, here's the thing. I find you irresistibly sexy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's number one. That's A, number one on my list.
It makes me uncomfortable.
I know. But I told you, we don't have to do that.
Oh, my
God.
Do
it like that anymore. Nobody's holding a gun to your head. When I saw you, I immediately found you to be irresistible. And then, but again, I make full transparency. There was a woman who worked at my gym at the time who you really reminded me of, and I saw her first. You guys were like twin sisters.
Oh, my God. We saw a girl at Whole Foods who looked exactly like Pete Davidson. Exactly like a female Pete Davidson.
She'll be here in 20 minutes.
I kind of wanted to take her picture, but then you can't tell a young woman has anybody ever told you you look like Pete Davidson? That would be terrible.
No, it'd be worse. Like, yeah, I guess it'd be worse if you said like Pete Sampras. But
Pete Sampras is a handsome guy. I had to tell a friend of mine once, do not tell that woman that she looks like Christy Todd Whitman. No woman wants to hear that.
This woman in Whole Foods knew both times we passed her in the store.
Oh my God, we were talking
her. You immediately said to me, that woman looks like Pete Davidson. And this woman has been so told so many times that she looks like Pete Davidson. She just looked at, when you said I looked at her, she knew what you were saying. She looked at me and she basically smiled as if to say, yep, I know.
I know, but I think that's why she wasn't wearing a mask.
Yeah, I'm the female Pete Davidson.
Yeah, everybody look at my face. Don't I look just like Pete Davidson? People think he's really hot for some reason. Look at me. I don't know why people think he's so hot. Do you?
Anyway, no, I don't want to talk about Pete Davidson.
I bet Amber Heard goes out with Pete Davidson next. I bet he's going to be into her pooping on the bed. I bet he'll poop on the bed first. I was just realizing that on Monday, we had recorded a whole thing, like a goodbye thing. Have a great week, everyone. And I didn't record it for some reason. So I'm making sure this is recording as we say goodbye, everyone. Have a fantastic weekend. It's a long weekend.
Wait a minute, are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
No.
No, you said that you do have a good voice for animation.
Oh.
Buy the bobbleheads, motherfuckers. Get the cameos, dudes and dolls and dudes.
Oh, yeah, we got a storm coming here on Monday. So if we don't post anything, it's because we're in a blizzard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there's a storm coming, so you should better stock up on all the
signed... Yeah, get your bobbleheads before that storm hits.
All the signed merchandise. All the signed Frank Whaley merchandise. Get it. Get it. Because we're going to... Get it. Get it! Get it, motherfucker! Get it!
This is not very good podcast content.